for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2012 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, February the 18th, 2012. Jean Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on the wicked spirit of Pisgah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you humbly once again, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to have your way tonight, Lord God. You know where your people is at, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will increase so I can decrease, Lord God. I pray none of me and all of you tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will dig down in the deep, Lord God, and pull out everything in us that is not like you. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as your word go forth, Lord God, your word will begin to penetrate, Lord God, through our veins, through our blood tonight, Lord Jesus. But we will surrender all tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap. Amen. Because He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just give honor to God. I just give honor to Him. And I'm so grateful to be saved. Amen. It's an honor to be saved. I don't take it lightly. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the wicked spirit of Pisgah. P-I-S-G-A-H. The wicked spirit of Pisgah. It's another spirit that God wants to dethrone in our life tonight. Amen? Amen. This spirit, I have noticed, has been attacking many professing believers. You might want to know, what is Pisgah? Pisgah. Amen. Pisgah is a summit peak on the top of Mount Nebo, where Moses viewed the land of promise. Amen? It's a summit peak on the top of Mount Nebo where Moses viewed the land of promises. Pisgah is a place of stagnancy, a place of rebellion. Jesus Christ wants to deal with the spirit of rebellion tonight. Amen? Amen. The spirit of Pisgah is a spirit that makes you see your blessings, but it's impossible for you to enjoy them. How could this be? God brought me back to a man named Moses. Moses led the Israelites for 40 years, just before they got to the promised land. Moses made a mistake, which made God ban him from entering the land of Canaan. Although it was Moses that saw the burning bush, he also saw the glory of God. It was to him that God introduced himself, I am that I am. He was the first to know God as Jehovah. Not even Abraham knew it. The rescue operation that was already planned by God was revealed to him. He talked to God mouth to mouth. He was the conduit for presenting the Ten Commandments to man. Powerful man of God. Talk face to face with God. Know him in a most excellent way. Powerful man of God. Walk close with God. Amen? Amen. Moses, the most prominent man of God, to see the land flowing with milk and honey. All the beautiful things. All the milk. All the honey. but was not able to enter in. Many times we can see the blessings right at our feet, even at our doorsteps. But the enemy will come in through an open door of sin called rebellious. Amen? God wants to deal with rebellious tonight. The same Moses wrought wonders in Egypt. He had a rod, which he departed the Red Sea, but did not get to the promised land. God told him to stand upon Mount Pisgah and take a look. Look around. See the milk and honey. Take a look at it. The promises is unto you. Amen? But he was not able to enter in. And I say, Lord, my God, this man was so close to Jesus, where he stood face to face, talked mouth to mouth, and was not able to enter in. I began to cry and say, Lord, if Moses was so close to you, then we need much prayer. Amen? Yes. That really, really touched my heart. Because I stand here tonight because I want us to see all the promise that God has for us. There are many promises that God wants to give us tonight. He wants to deal with that very thing that deep within us that calls us from getting to the promised land. Amen? I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. And we're going to see where Moses forbidden to enter in Canaan. Amen? Deuteronomy, the third chapter, verse 26 through 27. That's the third, Deuteronomy, the third chapter, verse 26 through 27. And it reads, But the Lord was wroth with me for your sake, and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, Let it suffice thee. Speak no more unto me of this matter. Get thee into the top of Pisgah and lift up thine eyes westward, northward, and southward, and eastward. And behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over this Jordan. What did he do that he cannot see the promised land? Let's go to Numbers, the 20th chapter, and we're going to read verse 1 through 13. That's Numbers, the 20th chapter, verse 1 through 13. That's the 20th chapter, verse 1 through 13. And we're going to see why Moses was not permitted to enter in. And it reads, Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin. And the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chided with Moses and spake, saying, Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Let's look closely at number 8. Take the rod, and gather thy the assembly together, thy and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock. Underline, speak. Speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it should give forth his water, and thou should bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou should give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod, from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto him, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given thee. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. Why didn't he go to the land of promise? Rebellious. God told him to speak to the rock, but he struck the rock. The Bible says that rebellion is sin as witchcraft. Amen? That's the word of God. God is very concerned about us doing what's right. He wants us to submit to him. And if we say that in God, in us, God lives, he moves, he have our beings, then we should want to do the things of God. We should want to walk by faith, which is God. If God speaks to us and he tells us to do something specifically, this is what he wants you to do. It's a strategy to it. It means something. It's a purpose. And when we take in our own strength and we go and do something totally contrary to the word of God, then it's rebellious. Amen? If Moses, powerful man of God, he could not see the promised land, the same thing goes for us. Who do we think we are? Amen? God wants this word to go forth tonight because he wants his people to be blessed. He wants his people to have all the promises. Amen? This is the word of God. You are king's kids. Amen? You are ambassadors for Christ. And the promises is unto you. Amen? From the top of Mount Pisgah, Moses viewed the land. And I couldn't imagine. I was sitting in the room and I was saying, Lord, what was Moses thinking? How did he feel? All of this. All the time that he spent, all the labor that he did, and he still couldn't get to the promised land. How do you think he felt? I couldn't imagine how he felt. Amen? If he could have only just say, can I have one more chance? Can I just redo this over again? Amen? Moses smote the rock twice, failing to take God at his word. How many times have we not taken God at his word? How many times have we did things on our own and everything just went haywire? Everything just fell out of place. And we always say, Lord, if I just listen. And I can tell you tonight, a lot of you are wondering, do God speak to me? Yes, he do. All the time, he's speaking. Are you hearing him tonight? He's speaking to each and every one of you. Amen? He speaks all the time. All the time. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 4, that rock was Christ that he struck. The rock was Christ. He is the rock. He said, if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out for him. Amen? The rock was Jesus Christ that he struck. Amen? He saw the promised land but could not enter. You see the blessing, but cannot enter in because of your rebellious. Rebellious is a sin. And God hates it. And he wants to deal with us tonight from our rebellious. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to wash us. He wants to make us white as snow. These are the desires of the Lord tonight. He wants to bring healing to your soul. Amen. Your mind, your will, your emotions. This is the heart of God. This is what he wants to do. But God is signifying tonight that it's no prospective person. Amen? None of us are exempt. All of us have to abide by the law. Amen? The rock was the word of God. When he struck the rock, he struck the word, he struck God. The word will destroy the works of the devil. God's word will destroy the works of the devil. How do I know that? Because he said in his word in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and of the marrow, and as it discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the word of God. The spirit manifests through rebellion and failing to obey God's word was Moses' mistake. Failing to obey God's word. How many times have we failed to obey God's word? And we find ourselves in a place that we don't want to be in. But there's hope tonight. There's hope. There's hope for all of us tonight. Amen. Let's look at some manifestation, how Pisgah works in our lives. The wicked spirit of Pisgah, how does it work in our life today? The spirit of Pisgah allows a person to see the promised land without entering in. This is what this spirit does. You worked all your life, all night long, years after years, but you can never enjoy the blessings. I know a lady, and I can't say if she had sin in her life or what has happened to her, but this woman worked at least 40 years, hard labor, 40 years. And when she decided to retire, she could not receive the blessings. She died within 6 months of her retirement. I can't say there was sin in her life. I can't say that. But I know today that I want to enjoy every blessing, and I don't want to leave here before my time, because my Bible says in Psalms, the 91 chapter, that he would satisfy me with long life.
Amen.
Amen. But I know in order to be satisfied with long life, I must abide by the law. I must stand up righteousness before God. I must walk in holiness because God is holy. Amen. I must love the things of God and I must hate the things of the devil. Amen. This is the promise of the Lord. See, if we walk right, then heavens belongs to us. If we live right, heavens belongs to us because God said it. This is his word, and we must believe everything that this word says. We can apply it to our life. Amen?
Yes.
An answer to everything. Amen. Another way that Pisgah works in your life, it denies man of reaping the fruits of his labor after a hard work. Let's go to Haggai, and see what Haggai has to say about that. Let's support what we're talking about tonight. Amen? Haggai, the 1st chapter, let's read verses 3 to 11. And it reads, then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this houses lie waste. Now therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but ye have not enough. You drink, but ye are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into bags with holes. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways tonight. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the houses, and I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified, said the Lord. Ye look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the ore, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all labor of hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. Oh, I went to 13, didn't I?
13.
Yes. I'm sorry, I went on past mine. But what the word is saying is that people look to decorate their own houses and forget about God. All their hopes and dreams is what they do. They don't give credit to God. This is what this is saying. Amen? And God wants us to look to Him. Everything that we do, everything that we accomplish, it comes from God. Amen? Also, the spirit of Pisgah, this spirit robs a man of his milk and honey. Your wealth, your comfort, your peace with God when you walk in rebellious. It robs you of this. Amen? It actually takes it away from you. Amen? It robs you of your health. When you walk in rebellious, you open the door for sickness, disease, infirmities. It robs you of your health. This spirit also robs you of childbearing. You find out you're pregnant. You're excited. You got a beautiful child that's about to be birthed into this world. Then all of a sudden, the pregnancy is terminated. What happened? It robs you. It robs you of your marriage. You met the man of your life. You see your beautiful dress. You go and you buy this beautiful dress and you get prepared for the wedding and never walk the aisle. It robs you. The spirit of Pisgah robs you of your destiny when you walk in rebellious. Amen? It robs you of a business deal. You go to the bank. You sign the papers. You're ready to make the deal. All of a sudden, the deal can't go through. The spirit of Pisgah robs you. Amen? Employment. You found the job that you've been just, that was your dream, that you always wanted. They call you for an interview, and your hopes is up high, and then all of a sudden, you're not the man for the job. It robs you. Rebellious stops the flow, stops the anointing, stops the blessings. Amen? It robs you of your new house. You've been waiting all these years. You saved, you put money aside. You've been waiting to just live and move into your beautiful home with the nice staircases that come off, that come round, and you can't wait to get into this new house and dress it up and adorn it. And then the loan don't go through. What happened? What happened? Amen? This is a tormenting spirit, a disappointment spirit. It disappoints you. Amen? Have you noticed that even around you, you see people going places and God blessing them, and you're wondering why, and you go back and you say, Lord God, why am I not getting blessed? What is happening to me? And I am a firm believer that going back and examining my life to make sure that it's nothing that Gene did. And this is critical in our time, in our life, in our walk as a Christian. We must examine ourselves daily to make sure it's nothing that we're bringing upon ourselves to cause our destiny to happen. Amen? God wants us to do checks and balance, like we do check and balance on our checkbook. He wants us to do check and balances on ourselves to make sure that our life is lining up according to His will, according to His work, according to His laws. These are the blessings. There will be no good thing He will hold from you, because that's what the Word of God said. God says, speak to it. And we can do this. If we walk right, we can speak to that mountain. Amen? It got to move. Amen? There is hope for us tonight. Amen? You don't have to turn it. Even in Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, and it goes on down to verse 1 through 5, where it talked about Moses might not have gotten to the promised land, but he got a good barrier. He got a good barrier. They buried him. He had an awesome barrier. He didn't get to the promised land, but he had a good barrier. You can read that in your own time in Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, verse 1 through 6. Amen. The spirit of Pisgah hindered Moses. Moses worked to get to the promised land, but the spirit of Pisgah hindered him. This spirit don't have to hinder us tonight. There is hope. God wants to dethrone the spirit of Pisgah in our life tonight. Amen. He wants to dethrone that spirit because He wants you to get everything that is due to you. Amen. God loves you tonight. And I really truly believe that every teaching that went forth, it was ordained by God. He met you here at Lake Hamilton to fulfill your needs. And he wants you to receive everything. Amen. The spirit of Pisgah could work against Moses. Amen. Who did mighty things, as I said earlier. This spirit can operate in our lives today. But it can be dethroned in our life today. Because we don't have to take the spirit of rebellion. We don't have to accept the spirit of disappointment. We don't have to accept the negativity of the devil. Amen. We don't have to accept none of these things because God has given us a way of an escape. And that escape is through deliverance through Christ Jesus. Amen. He told us in his word that deliverance is the children's bread. And as I look out here and see you ladies, you have been eating it up this week. And I just thank God for it. And I know God is pleased with you. Amen. Because he sees that his people want to be set free. They don't want to be bound. Amen. He has given us a way of an escape. God has given you dominion power over Pisgah. You have dominion power to execute the spirit of Pisgah out of your life tonight. Do you want to be set free from the spirit of Pisgah tonight? Amen? Amen. What does dominion mean? What does that mean that we have that? It means the power or right of governing and controlling, having sovereign authority, rule, control, and domination. Amen? That's powerful all by itself. Amen? He has given us dominion. Amen? This means that as God speaks to us, we must rise up, take dominion over demonic spirits and forces of evilness in our lives. Take authority over the evilness. Amen? That's in our lives. The Bible says in Job, the 22nd chapter, verse 28, Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall establish unto thee. And the light shall shine upon the ways. We can decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We can either bless ourselves or we can curse ourselves. We can speak blessing over ourselves tonight. Amen? Yes. God said we can decree it. His word said we have the power to decree the things in our life that we're looking for God to do. Amen? Yes. If we saw that marriage, then that marriage shall take forth. Amen? Yes. If we saw that house that we want, that house shall come to pass. Yes. Amen? If God said that we're gonna be with child, then that child come to pass. Amen? Amen. That's the word of God. He wants us to speak a word in season. Amen?
Amen.
We can speak into the realm of the spirit and cause the things to shift in the natural. That's the word of God. We can speak it, and there's a shift that have to take place. Things begin to line up according to the word of God. Speak. When you speak a word, your word become life. It's powerful. You can decree it, and it must come to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen? We must learn to be bold into the heavenly. Speak bold into the heavenly realm. Those things that God has determined, and align our faith to see it come to pass. Faith connects with it. See, when our faith connects, expect. When your faith connect, expect. Amen? That's the word of God. When we speak the word, pray the word. When you speak it, pray it. Decree the word of God. It mobilizes the enemy. It places the enemy at our mercy rather than us being controlled by him. It's time for him to line up. Amen? God's word has the power to bring breakthrough into our situation and in our lives. His word is the one that brings breakthrough. His word is the one that delivers us. His word is the one that penetrates, amen, through our veins, amen. His word penetrates and make us come alive. It make us want to do right. It make us want to walk right. It make us want to talk right, amen. This is what it's all about. This is what the camp meeting's all about. For us lining up according to the word of God, setting things in order. Thank God we have a place like Lake Hamilton. We can come and be fed and we can be delivered. Amen. I give God the praise. There are not many places that we can go. But God has ordained and anointed this place where we can come and we can be set free by all evil spirits. Amen. He deserves a hand clap all by himself with that. Amen. He gets the glory. Hallelujah. It's God that gets the glory. Amen. He said no man will take his glory. Hallelujah. Exercise your authority and see God's dominion power in the midst of darkness, disappointments, infirmities in your life, strife in your life, sickness in your life, poverty in your life, grief in your life, lack in your life. No more lack. Marriages will come forth. Children will be birthed. Because God promised us that the fruit of our wombs was blessed. Do we believe that tonight? Amen. It's time for us to take back our children. Take back our husbands. Take back our jobs. Take it back. Amen. Take authority over what God has given you tonight. It's time for us to stop letting the devil just beat up on us. Amen. Walk all over us like we don't have no power. We serve a mighty God who holds all power in the palm of his hand. He rules the universe. There's nothing that he can't do. He's waiting. He's waiting on you to execute it. He's waiting on you to call him. He come running to you. Amen. Because he loves you tonight. And he wants you to be set free. He loves you. Jesus Christ loves you tonight. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That's the word of God. If he said it, I say to you tonight, expect it. I believe every word that's in this book tonight. I believe every word. It's not a place in this Bible that I can go that will not benefit my life. God is giving out benefits tonight. Amen. God wants you to receive everything that he has for you. I stress this tonight because I know it's true. If he told me, if I live right, heaven belongs to me, then I expect it and I wait for it to come. I wait for the manifestation of his holiness and of his power to manifest in my life, because the promise is unto me. Not only to me, but to you. It's for all of you tonight. Amen. God has made us in his own unique way, in his image, which is beautiful. You are beautiful people here tonight, every one of you. And God loves you with his whole heart and soul. He wants to do great things for you. He wants every woman in here to rise up and take their position. He wants you to walk in the things of him. Amen? Amen. He has given you your own unique gifts. And all of us can work together. That's what's so good about it. Because when we come together in unity, there is power. What you have learned here over this week, over this weekend, you have much to last you forever. That will keep you forever. And I say this to you because I love deliverance. And I'm constantly going before God. Give me much love for my brothers and my sisters. Because when they're in need and they need my help, well, I can assist him in your people, because these are your people and your work. And I'm assisting you, Lord Jesus. Lord, just give me a heart for my sisters and my brothers. Amen? Because we have to have a heart for our sisters. You got to love them. Amen? Favor of God releases victory against impossible odds. The Bible says in Luke, the 2nd chapter, verse 52, he will give you favor with him as well as man. A lot of times we don't need the money. We need the favor of God. And when you have the favor of God on your life, I promise you, you got something. Favor moves mountains. Favor departs the Red Sea. Amen? That's what favor can do. Pray for favor. Ask God for favor. Walking in obedience with God releases the manifested favor over your life. When you walk in obedience with God, listen to the voice, that sweet, soft voice that speaks to you all the time. The favor of God added no sorrow. It's unto you tonight. Amen? The blessing is for you. We as women were born to make a difference in the kingdom of God. He said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. We are somebody tonight. I speak to you prophetically tonight that you are powerful women of God. You will walk into the things of God. You will rise up and you will carry the anointing because he will trust you with the anointing tonight. I prophesy into your life tonight that you will never be the same. Every one of you that sit here tonight, God will use you for such a time as this, as he used Esther. Every one of you tonight are special in his eyesight. Each one of you was created in his image. There's no one here that is better than the other. We all are his children tonight. And I come to you tonight with a sincere heart. Everything that's in you that is not like God, release it. The blessings are here. We are living in a time where we have no other choice but to walk right. When we look around, amen, Jerry, when we look around and we see all the things that's going on, it's not for the saints. But there's a price that we got to pay. That's an order that we must line up with in order to receive the blessings. And the order is simple. Just follow the word of God. And as Jerry said today, surrender. I give it all to you tonight, Lord.
Over and over and over
again. I constantly remind myself this is an ongoing process. Day by day, I'm getting stronger and stronger. I want you to stand with me tonight. He loves you. I believe his word has met each and every one of us right where we are tonight. Amen. Before I pray a prayer, I had something here I want to read. It's one of my favorite books that my husband blessed me with. He knew I love those generals in the armies. I love them. I'm a general too. But I always look to the shoulders that I stand on. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to just read this. And it says, I was not always able to get clear leading from the Lord. In my agonizing to hear him, I would get in such a tumult inside that God could not talk to me. I had to get perfectly calm and quiet in my spirit. In order for us to hear him, we have to be quiet. Listen. He's speaking. Amen? We desire God's best, but something stands in the way. And we are not able to surrender because it hurts to give it up. What hurts you tonight to keep you from giving it up? If some sore spot that we don't want people to talk about or put their finger on, every time anyone touches it, we cringe. Why do we cringe? That's an area that needs to be dealt with. That's an area that needs to go to the altar. That's the area that needs to be released to Jesus Christ. Amen. We are happy as long as we can keep it covered. But I got news tonight. My God said his eyes go to and fro along the earth, and we get by with nothing. The Bible says there's nothing covered that will not be revealed. And that's the word of God. And if he said it, we must believe it. Amen. We are happy as long as we can keep it covered. But when the Holy Spirit begins to probe, Holy Spirit probe tonight. Holy Spirit probe tonight, Lord Jesus. Touch us. Touch us, Lord God.
whole. Do whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit.
We surrender it all tonight, Lord Jesus. We surrender it all to you tonight. Holy Spirit, cringe and wiggle, twist and groan everything out of our guts tonight. But there is only one way to get relief. Lean back and let him probe until he gets to the very bottom of your gut. When the sore is taken out by the Holy Spirit, the spot cleansed by the blood of Jesus. See, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. It's his blood that does it. It's nothing that we do. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness and all unfilthiness. Amen? It's his blood. Hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, cleanse us. Jesus, give us relief tonight. Give us relief, Lord God. Today is our privilege to get so close to God. Do you want to get close to God tonight? Today is today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today. Get close to God. So still that when he speaks, we can hear his slightest whisper. My daughter, I love you. I desire to long with you tonight. This is what the Holy Spirit wants. Amen. If we, like John, the beloved, are close enough to lean upon his breast, the Holy Spirit breast, we must hear him speak, because he's speaking right now. He's right here. He met us here tonight. He's here. He's waiting with his arms open wide. And there is nothing that he cannot do. It's yours for the asking, my daughters. It's yours. Take it. Lean towards his breast tonight. We must hear him speak. Then we are here, clear leadings of the Holy Spirit. He will give us instructions on what to do. Repeat after me. Lord,
help me to get still
enough to hear your voice. Calm enough
to remain quiet.
As you remove the spot,
I invite you, Holy Spirit,
to come now.
Cleanse me
from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse my heart.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Mold me tonight, Lord.
Shape me, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Let's pray. But before we pray, I want you to take a moment. And if you have been walking in rebellion and not obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, take a moment and let him know how sorry you is that you have disappointed him, or we have not did what we're supposed to do. Just take a moment. Just take a moment and just talk with him. He's here.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray if you finish. Satan, we come against all powers and principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons inside or outside of anyone present over this city, state, and nation. The Bible says in Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We intend tonight to execute our authority in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would send the gifts of the Holy Spirit as needed to minister to the needs of the people and to accomplish what you want done here tonight. We are careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, and we give you credit for everything that is done here. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to do something a little different tonight. I was going to go and just call out the spirits tonight, but I'm going to ask you if you want to come up tonight, and I'm going to just pray individual, and I want to ask Diane and Jerry and Carla to come up, and I just want to pray over you prophetically. Amen. We just pray over them tonight. Amen. So you come if you want prayer. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.